Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me on this Monday. From wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Today begins the second week of September 2024, and I would like to take this one day to do a bit of housekeeping, which will include news of what is coming up next here on God Is. If you've been with us, then you know we spent the summer months with God and Abraham, our series which ended on Friday. That was only part of the archived series. To get the whole thing, just visit our website, godisministry.org, and click the series page, and then God and Abraham. Genesis chapters 11, 12, 13, 14, and part of 15 are all covered. The website, godisministry.org. Do take advantage of our website. There's information there about this ministry and about me. The biggest feature is the site hosts all of our podcasts, so that whenever you need to get caught up on a missed episode, visit. Or if you want to hear an episode again, visit. Each day's manuscript, or maybe the better word is transcript, is available by clicking the link marked Read Along. And I encourage you to share a link to godisministry.org with friends and family, someone from your church, synagogue, or community who would like to know more about God, the Bible, ancient history, the gospel, and related topics. I am counting on you to spread the word about this ministry. On the homepage, you will also find links to our social media pages. I know that the devil is having a heyday on sites like Facebook and Instagram. Satan and his devious and evil ways are popular on all the social sites. Believers must use discernment and be attentive with our own conscience about what we see on there. But I also know that God has a presence there, and that's very true on our pages. Each week we post biblical, uplifting, and encouraging messages and photos. My dear wife works diligently on this. Will you please visit us, like and follow us, and tell others about us? Our handle, God Is Podcast. That's God Is Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. The links to both are on godisministry.org. Along the lines of inviting you to take some action, let me again encourage you to write to me. Maybe you are a new listener. Touch base and introduce yourself. Maybe you are a long-time listener. What are you waiting for? I would love to hear from you. As you know by now, I will not be soliciting money. I never ask for any financial resources on this broadcast and podcast. So by contacting me, you never have to worry that you'll be bombarded with emails or letters asking for money. Besides, I will respond, and it will encourage us both to have contact. My email is mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. By regular mail, you can send your letter to God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. These addresses will be repeated later, so be prepared to jot them down. Then, write. Something simple and easy for you to do is great. Even if you just say, I'm listening, and note the call letters of your radio station or tell me you hear this via the podcast. If you have a comment or question, include that. Prayer requests are also welcome. You can be assured that if you ask me to pray for you, I will. I take the opportunity to intercede for you very seriously. I am on one side of this microphone and you the other, and the only way I know you listen is if you tell me. So as we enter the autumn months with summer and Labor Day behind us, it will do my heart good to hear from you. So write today. Do not delay. Thank you. Speaking of entering a new season, I want to tell you what's coming up beginning, Lord willing, tomorrow. If you are a regular listener, then you know we spent some time earlier this year talking about the incommunicable attributes of God. By incommunicable, we mean attributes God has that are not communicable to people. More on that in a second. By attributes, we mean the perfections and excellencies of who God is. When we talk about his attributes, perfections, and excellencies, we talk about the nature and character of God. For example, in terms of incommunicable attributes, we talked about God's omnipresence. He is always present everywhere simultaneously. Now, you and I are not omnipresent. We can only be in one place at a time. We talked about the simplicity of God. God is simple. He is not made of parts. But we are made of parts. And we talked about God being self-sufficient and self-existent, God's aseity. Whereas we are not self-existent, we draw our existence from God. We draw our sufficiency from God. He is independent. We are dependent on him. And we discussed God being unchangeable. God does not change. That is divine immutability. Well, we certainly do change, like all the time. That's because we are not immutable. These are some of God's incommunicable attributes. They are not communicable to us. In fact, we have a hard time relating to these divine perfections because we are merely human. God is God. All of this has been discussed in 2024. And again, you can get this teaching easily from the series page on godisministry.org. I encourage you to do so. You might be thinking that all sounds a bit boring and irrelevant. It is not. There is a lot of practical application in what we discussed, and I mention this to say the following. As we move forward, I also want to share with you some of God's communicable attributes. These are divine perfections and excellencies that we can relate to in God. For example, God is good. God is faithful. God is love. God is patient. God is merciful. I can go on and on. My guess is that even as I mention these, using words you are very familiar with, you're thinking, ah, yes, now this is relatable. And this has piqued your curiosity. While we will not have time to cover all of these perfections one after another, I will be slipping them in from time to time, and tomorrow we begin with one of these. The goodness of God. Friends, God is good, and we will be learning how he is good from the scripture beginning next time. Be thinking. You might know someone who needs to hear this. The goodness of God. Why don't you give that person or persons a call today? Send them a text or an email or walk right up to them and invite them to join us starting tomorrow. This same time on this same radio station and or on the God Is podcast available from godisministry.org. Let's not keep these biblical truths to ourselves. Let's be the people Jesus has called and commanded us to be. Lights in this dark world. Remember that Sunday school song packed with truth? This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Well, people need the Word of God in their lives. Do they ever? Certainly, people who have yet to believe in Jesus need the Bible. But so do believers, Christians. It is our food. It is our drink. This is our daily diet. But we live in a Christian culture that spends its time doing practically everything but Bible study. To get together, to open the text, to dig down deep, discovering the truths of the Lord, this takes effort and, yes, time. This requires the discipline to say no to other activities, even good activities, My hope and my prayer is that the God Is audience will grow to include people like yourself, the beloved of God, who have an insatiable appetite for the Bible because we believe this is God's holy, inspired, inerrant, and infallible word to us. If you, like me, are passionate about the scripture, then pass along your passion to others. I know from personal experience that it can be quite discouraging to invite others to join studies like ours only to have them reject your invite, often in favor of spending their time in political activism or scrolling through their phone or binge-watching television shows or obsessively cheering on their favorite sports teams. Doesn't it make you want to scream sometimes? It does me. Hey, I'm being honest. Well, let me remind us that one of God's perfections is that He is patient. God's patience is unfailing. So let's try again. Graciously and lovingly extend this invitation tonight. Join us, for God is. Well, this is what I have to say. Every so often we take a day like this to get caught up with one another. As summer passes into fall, we press on towards the end of this year with many more weeks of fresh content regarding God. Please respond positively to these invitations and be with us each weekday. Let's commit all of this to our Lord. Let's pray. Father, thank you for these precious moments we have with one another. Thank you for loving us and carefully watching over us. A change of seasons does us good. So as we, by your providence, move from summer to the autumn and new discoveries in your word, Holy Spirit, teach us. Please strengthen and encourage each one of us and people we will invite to join us. May they say yes. Grow us into greater depths of understanding and knowing you. We commit ourselves to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Join us tomorrow because God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.